Dr. John Traynor said, "Children are not a distraction from the more important work. They are the most important work." Our culture will tell you that children will impede your dreams, but the Bible says that children should be the dream. Culture instructs us to wait as long as we can before having kids. The Bible implies in Genesis 1:28 that if you're not ready to have children, you may not be ready to be married. Simply put, to take deliberate, unnatural, and long-term measures to prevent what naturally occurs when a husband and wife become one flesh is to evade the very hope that God has for your togetherness, multiplication. Put another way, if you're not ready to follow God's command to multiply, are you actually ready to become one flesh? Now, this is obviously an extrapolation of Scripture. However, it deserves our sincere contemplation. To be clear, I'm not condemning natural family planning. I am, though, challenging those who have decided that total prevention, especially prevention driven by fear, faithlessness, or selfishness, should be at least examined through prayer, Scripture, and deep spiritual evaluation. That being said, you might consider asking yourself how your life might look if you and your spouse yielded to a less calculated position on children. But most of all, I'm asking you to question if you're truly living as if children are blessings to your life, or if they are simply being viewed as burdens you must lovingly embrace. A related message from culture is that children should only be had in moderation. We speak of children like they're donuts, good so long as you don't have too many. But can you ever have too many blessings? Why would you want fewer rewards from God instead of more? Wealth is a blessing. Would you refuse more wealth? Wisdom is a blessing. Would you reject additional wisdom? Influence is a blessing. Would you decline further influence? So why have we detached children from this parallel logic? The psalmist wrote, "Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of children." If you are determined to have only 1.7 children, as most Christian married couples have, are you walking contrary to the Bible's mentality and limiting what God desires for you? I'll answer that question with an illustration from our journey. People often ask Veronica and me, "How many kids do you want?" Interestingly, we don't want a plan for children. For us, kids aren't some mathematical equation or a 5-year outline. This question also implies that we are somehow the author of our families. Far too many of us are convinced that we are the ones who bring our families into existence. We are the ones who are the producers of life. But this is a mistaken way to think. For a Christian, it is out of step with how the Word of God attributes the authorship of children. In 2015, Veronica and I decided to yield our hearts to this biblical perspective, to submit our plan and preference regarding the number of kids God might desire to give us. That could be 3 or it could be 10, and we will always consider health risks and reality. As a husband, 1 Peter 3:7 instructs me to dwell with my wife according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. KJV. For Veronica and I, our hearts are surrendered. Like most of you, we love children and would never want to prevent such an incredible blessing from entering our lives. What about you? Are you open to surrendering the number of children you want to have and allowing God to author your family? Because God is not interested in the diminishing of His people on the planet. His foundational instruction to Adam, "Be fruitful and multiply," is said again to Noah. By this critical restatement, we know God is not simply commanding us to create more bodies.